Praise the Lord. I'm in a series. Are y'all all right so far? Amen. Say, y'all alive? Like if you're like, wow, that was nice, I'm ready to sleep, slap somebody doing that. It really gets on my nerves. I'll tell you what, I like people like this sweet lady with the blue thing on her head right there. That's a nice little rose. How are you doing? She said last week, quit doing the flashlight in my face. She said last week she came in late, had to sit in the back. She was so upset. Because she likes to be in Grand Central Station right there. She likes to preach it around here. Amen. Come on. That made my day. I told her that's exactly where my mama would be. She'd be right there, not in the corner, man. She had to hear. So I'm glad to see you today, sweetie. God bless you. Let's go with the word this morning. We're in a series called Secret Stress. It's the stress that comes from keeping secrets. Most of us keep secrets. This series was not to get you to tell all. You know, and I get that. I know why. I've kept my own. But the bottom line, stressful things in our life that we keep secret can destroy us. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And I'm living proof. For years I kept things that were happening in my marriage. Things that hurt me. I kept them secret. Because I'll do better. Maybe I'll be loved if I do this a little more, you know. And we just keep stuff inside. And I'm not against that really, but I know what it'll do to you. It'll flat wear you out. Yes or no? Amen. Say. How many some stress just flat wore your tail out? I mean, it's wore me out, man. Exhausted. It doesn't really do much good. I mean, this mess. So this series was designed by me, with the Lord's help, certainly, but to try to help you with some of that stress in your life. Amen. Say. So let's go to today's message. We're fixing to kick it in gear just a little bit. I didn't plan a long one today because I knew we had the music extra. But here's what Jesus told his disciples. Remember after the Last Supper, we're fixing to have communion. It's very wise to remember this today. When we go have communion, Jesus told his disciples, say that with me, pray that you enter not into temptation. That's what he told his disciples. They went out to the Garden of Gethsemane. There's Peter, disciples, they're all what? Sleeping. We've been looking a couple of weeks at the stress that Peter had in his life. And Peter was sleeping. See, Peter was saying, you know, I'm good. I don't need to pray about temptation. I got it. How about a nap? Maybe that'll be good. How about a nap? Well, Jesus wasn't wasting his breath when he said, pray that you enter not in temptation. We have an adversary, the devil, who goes about as a what? Roaring lion seeking to do what? Devour us. I'm a little bit echoey, aren't I? You okay with that? If you're cool, I'll be cool. Also, it says that the thief comes not, Satan comes not, but to do what? Steal, kill, and what? See, that's our enemy. We have an adversary, the devil, guys. Now, a lot of times we blame things on the devil that we flat out doing. I'm telling you, all the devil made. No, he didn't make you do it. Bottom line is, but he tempted your tail. And you went down after it. So how do I deal with this? How do I deal with this kind of stress? What kind of stress? What happens when I fall into temptation? What happens? And today's message is simply called this. Say it with me. Say it with me. Fighting the stress of Satan. One more time. Fighting the stress of Satan. I mean, there's stress that comes on us from work. There's stress that comes on us from home. There's stress that comes on us from relationships and children and finances. But what about, and he's part of all that crap, excuse me. But what about when he comes? Satan. The old black preacher, he would, you know, he preached and people said, you don't believe in the devil. He says, I certainly do. He's chained to me. That's how I feel sometimes. You hear me say, it's hard to shake him. But you can do it. Amen? So what do I do when Satan comes at me? How do I deal with that kind of stress? And I want us to learn today. Here's the deal. How did Jesus do it? How did Jesus fight the stress of Satan? Not Gary, but you're going to hear from Gary in a little bit. I'm going to give you some tips on how I do it in just a little bit. So stay awake in case I put you to sleep with this opening, okay? How do you do it? How do I fight Satan? How do I fight the stress? How do I fight the mind? How do I fight the mess? How do I fight the temptation? How do I do it, Pastor? So let's just go to Matthew chapter 4 and let's see Jesus in living color. Real story, real time. He had just fasted 40 days and 40 nights. So he was hungry and he was what? He was tired. He was tired. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit, which is crazy language. God wants you strong. You're never alone when Satan is tempting you. God is with you. He's helping you. He's helping me. As long as we're on this planet Earth, we're going to have some mess in our life. I still got flesh. Say that with me. I still got what? You got spirit, but you got some what? Flesh. As long as you got some flesh, you're going to have some mess in your life. I'm going to tell you right now. Because it's hard to fight because we are still prone to sin. The old song says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Amen. So it's something we go through. So Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the what? Wilderness. And I've been over there. It doesn't make me better than anybody, but I've traveled in that wilderness. I've spent time in that crazy wilderness. It's not the wilderness like we think. This is rocks. Some of the cliffs over there look like shards of glass. It is crazy. It's not like, oh, I'm just out here in the woods. No. Shards of glass, cliffs you fall off of. You deader than a hammer. Hot as a dog. No food, nothing. That's some wilderness. You hear me? Anything that eats, eat but these crazy little animals that eat a little bit of grass that's there. It's a mess. It looks crazy. Okay? That's where Jesus was led to be tempted of the who? The who? And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was what? Plain English. He was what? Man, I just fast a day and I'm about to starve to death. Y'all hear me or not? Some churches do 40-day fast. We don't. No, it would be a good thing. You probably had to get another pastor. I'm just saying. It's a good thing, but I just had surgery. It was a forced fast on me, and I fought that one. Amen. But anyway, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus was hungry, very hungry, very hungry, tired. He was the Son of God. I believe he was irritable. Not a sin to be irritable. It's not a sin to have your nerves frayed. It's just the way it is. It's life. So here he is. And Satan came to Jesus and said, here we go. If you be the Son of God, Satan talking to Jesus. If you be the Son of God, command these stones be made what? Bread. Hang in here with me. But he answered, Jesus answered and said, it is what? Say it with me. It is what? Loud. It is what? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every what? Word that does what? Proceeds from the mouth of Almighty God. Then the devil, Satan, takes Jesus up into the holy city, Jerusalem, sets him on the pinnacle of the temple, and says to Jesus, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. Because see, you told me it is written in this Bible stuff. Well, it's written, he'll give his angels charge over you. And in their hands he'll bear you up, lest you at any time dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said, say it with me. Come on. It is what? Written what? Again. Thou shalt not what? Tempt the Lord your God. Now we're getting some clues how to fight Satan. Whether you know it or not. We're going to come back and double back. Hang on. So that's two of them. Third one, the devil takes him up into an exceeding high mountain. And boy, are they ever high over there. They are crazy looking. One time, I was in the wilderness, and you can pay some money, and they'll put you on a donkey. Not a thoroughbred horse. A little mangy looking, starving looking little donkey. And so they put me on him. And I was about 275. I'm weighing in about 235 this morning. So I stuck my legs over the donkey. My feet are pertly on the ground. And a little Arab boy, who I give some money, he looks at me, if you haven't heard this story, he looks at me and goes, "You fat." Little sucker. He said, "You pay more money." He didn't know who he's talking to. You shouldn't say $10 if you don't mean $10. You ain't getting nothing. All right, here I go. So he takes me on this little donkey up these cliffs, around these places. It is nuts, man. When I talk about exceeding high, it's not like green grass mountains. I'm telling you, they look like shards of glass. Now, this is in from the Jordanian side. So if you've not been to Jordan and Petra, how many have been to Petra? Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. Beyond Petra, they take you so far into Petra, but if you pay extra money, they'll take you way back in there to the Judean wilderness and to the Jordan mountains and all that. It is a mess. And so that's what I did. And this is sort of the picture. He's taken into an exceeding high mountain where you can see. And he shows them the kingdoms of the world, that Middle East and everything that they can see from these high mountains. He says unto them, all these things, Satan talking to Jesus, I'll give you if you do what? Say it with me, if you what? Fall down and what? Worship me. Then said Jesus unto Satan, get behind me, what? Satan. I am rattling and roaring today. I can hear myself, whoop, 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 whoop. For it is written, say that with me, for it is what? Thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve. And read really loud. Isn't this where we want to be in our life? Please, God, help me get to verse 11. Say it with me. Then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. That's where I want to be in my life. Amen, say. I know Satan's going to come, but man, if I fight this good fight, if I do what Jesus tells me to do in this passage, if I bust him square in the mouth, the devil, listen, angels are going to come and minister to me. Did you hear me? You don't believe in angels, do you? I do. You ever been so beat up, so messed up, so down, and you made it through it, and there was peace in your heart? Let me see some hands. I got me some peace, Pastor. I can't explain it. We might get to heaven one day, and God says, well, I had angels. I had angels helping you. That peace wasn't just a feeling. It was, you were surrounded. You were surrounded, son. You were surrounded, daughter. I love you. Amen. We got to think like this. Amen. This is in the scriptures. This is huge. So let's learn on how to fight the stress of Satan. Say this loud with me, guys. There's nothing new here. You're not going to catch some new little thing from Gary today. Oh, got us a new trick. No, that's TV preachers. You send them some money, they'll give you the latest little trick. Jesus doesn't do tricks. This is solid. You don't have to pay nobody. It's right from the Word. Say this with me really loud. The Word was Jesus. One more time. The Word was Jesus. We're learning already. How do I fight the stress of Satan? And I want to see it one more time, real quick. So Jesus answered and said to Satan, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every what? Word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Let's see how he handled the second one. Jesus said unto Satan, it is what? Written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Number three, Jesus said unto Satan, get you behind me, Satan, for it is what? Written, thou shalt not worship the Lord your God, and only him shalt thou serve. I thought I was supposed to flop like a chicken or something, and devil would leave me. I thought if I run around the house long enough and raise my hands, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can do all you want to, but I'm going to tell you, there's one way really to fight Satan, and that is the Word of God. That's how I have made it through the mess in my life. The Word of God. Now, what do you mean, Pastor? You mean you have to fight with the devil and you get up and you know, here we go, pull out the Bible. Well, if you have to, you can do that. But here's a better way to do it. Get prepared before the battle starts. Hide God's Word in your heart. The Bible says that you might not what? Sin against Him. Well, I don't need the Word. Why do we have Bible classes around here, Ronnie? Why do we do what we do? Why do we take the time? Pete, Martha, you've been doing a Bible class for years, and we want to love on people and get to know people. But guys, we need more than a social club. We need the Word of the living God. Y'all hear me or not? And you might have had a great life, and you've never had any stress in your life. Well, God bless you. That ain't most of us. Most of us have been to hell and back. You know what I'm saying? But and honestly, when we start dealing with some of the secrets we keep and some of the mess inside of us, you're not on as firm a footing as you might think you are. You've got some problems. You've got some issues. Amen? And Satan knows your weakness. You know, the book of Hebrews says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, you know, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, etc. But this is who we're supposed to look at. The Bible says to us that we're to have faith and we're to lay aside the sin that doth so easily what? Beset us. Most of us have a weak place. A weak spot. A lot of us, we got lots of weak spots, okay? But the bottom line is, Satan is not God. Satan is not all-knowing. No. But he's been doing it long enough. And the human race is very similar. That he'll know your weak spot. And you're not going to be able to do that in your own strength. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? You need the Word of God. So that's what Jesus fought with. The Word of God. It takes more. Say it with me. It takes more than what? Well, I'm good. I'll fight him. That's Peter. Peter had more willpower than anybody. He ended up denying Jesus 3 times. Basically leaving the ministry, and Jesus had to come hunting him down. Amen. So you and me, we ain't strong as Peter. If Peter failed, if Peter's life went to pot, there's a good chance yours is going to do that. We need more than what? Say it. Willpower. Now I love willpower. I love willpower. I love people with willpower. I am not a big fella on whining at all. Even though I do it some. But I don't like it. I'd rather take that energy and put it towards getting something done. Amen. Working on the situation. But guys, it's going to take more than willpower to fight Satan. Amen. This ain't your Aunt Jessie or somebody. This is the devil. How am I going to fight Satan? It's going to take more than willpower. It's going to take what? Say it with me. Can we scream it? 1, 2, 3. It's going to take what? Satan hates the Word of God. The Bible says that the devils tremble at the Word of God. They tremble. You think with your willpower you're going to make a demon tremble? You that big and bad? I don't think you are. What makes a devil go away? The Word of God. Yeah, we ought to, come on, praise the Lord. We ought to praise the Lord. Come on! The Word of God. Now listen, we ain't got much longer, Raj. How we doing, buddy? Not good? The Word must be my weapon. The Word must be my weapon. Here are some of the bullets that I fire at Satan. The Word must be my weapon. The Word must be my weapon. So Gary, how do you do it? Well, I'm sorry at it sometimes. But I'm so thankful when I was a young believer in Christ, I didn't know any better. I just started memorizing a lot of Scripture. I was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. And I kept memorizing Scripture. I did it the old-fashioned way. I'd write them out on a 3x5 card. I'd stick them in my pocket. I'd put them in the glove box of my car or pickup truck. If I ever had some time, I'd pull them out and read them. And now I got a lot of them in me. Ain't no glory to Gary, but this is just what you can do. How do I do that, Clark? You start with one. Amen. Say, start with one. Greater is he that's in who? Me than who? He that's in the what? I can do what? See what I'm saying? Come on, let's look at some of the bullets. Let's start firing back, baby. Firing back. How do you fight Satan? More than get behind me. You better have some more than that. He'll eat you alive. Pop it up, Rod. Let's go. Say this with me really loud. Now, every time you see this up at the top, won't you say it loud? Here we go. One, two, three. I am what? Tell the devil that. You just tell him to his face. Scream it at him if you need to. I am loved! I know you think I'm a lunatic, don't you? That's okay. People ask me, Clark, how you been in the ministry for 35 years? All the crap you've gone through and some of the mess in your house and things you've... I'm loved. And I have the Word of God. He loves me. Who shall separate me from the love of Christ? These are Bible verses. Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? Tell him that. In all these things, I'm more than a what? Conqueror through him that loved me. I'm persuaded neither death, life, angels, principalities, these are all demons, powers of things present and things to come. No height, no depth, no matter what hole I find myself in, nor any creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, my Lord. Take that, Satan, right upside your face. Did you hear me or not? Some of you might be scared to talk. I don't want to talk to the devil like that. I might make him mad. He wants you to just be silent, hush your mouth, and just sell on to hell, baby. Amen. Or be so weak that you can't be a witness for Christ. All you can do is whine your way through life because you don't have the victory. Did you hear me? Not trying to get on to you, but if you want to know how to deal with stress, you're going to have to deal with it. The stress of Satan. Here's another one. Say it pretty loud. So I'm loved. Say this one loud. I'm what? Tell him that. You don't know who you're talking to. I'm saved. I'm saved. See, if you don't know you're saved, man, how do you even make it? What you tell the devil? Well, I go to church on Sunday morning. Grandma went. I'm a pretty good person. I ain't killed nobody. No, I'm a child of the living God. I have been bought by the blood of Jesus. He sits at the right hand of God right now. He knows my name. He makes intercession for me. He loves me and he will never leave me. Boy, talk to him like that. You hear me or not? I'm saved. I've received him. I've been given power to become a son of God. I couldn't do this myself. I did it. How did it happen? Because I believe on the name of Jesus. Amen or no, oh me. You probably think, this guy's lit up today. He's crazy. This is how you have to be when Satan comes to your house. You hear me, yes or no? This isn't a game, guys. I'm a child of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Tell him that. That's right from the Bible. I put eye on all of these. I am joined unto the Lord in one spirit. You might say, I don't know these verses. Good, now you're learning something. I am in Christ. You know Satan will come to you. You're no good, you're not saved, God doesn't love you, you can't make it, you're a piece of crap. I mean, that's how he talks to us, man. You're not loved, you're useless. Sometimes he'll use other people to tell you that. A lot of times he uses your own mind to tell you that. You need to fire back. I am in Christ. I am a new creature. Things you've done in your past, they keep haunting you. Listen, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Are you hearing me? This is powerful. And all things are of God, who's reconciled me to himself. How did he do it? By Jesus. Not some preacher. Has given me the ministry of reconciliation. He's using me now to help other people. You need to go on. You need to go on down the street because you ain't welcome at my house, devil. You hear me or not? How do I do it? Here's some other bullets. Say this one really loud. Tell the devil this. I am what? You're looking at somebody forgiven. Not somebody perfect, but what? Forgiven. I am forgiven by Almighty God. And you going to hold something over me? Amen. I want to do best to have good relationships with people, but if they want to hold something against me, that's on them. I am forgiven by Almighty God. That's powerful, isn't it? I give thanks unto the Father which has made me to meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered me from the power of darkness. He's translated me into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom I have redemption through His blood. Say it with me, even the what? I'm going to tell you, the devils tremble at the Word of God. Did you know Satan dealt with Jesus three different times like that, and his butt was kicked out and gone? I'm telling you, it don't take a lot of bullets. Get some in your arsenal to fire back. So what have we learned so far? I'm loved. I'm what? Saved. I'm what? And make it more than just something you, oh, I'm saved, I'm loved. Buddy, you better back that up with some Bible. I'm saved because of what I forgot. How can you forget? I was saved. I'm saved because I was there when it happened. Were you not there when you got saved? If you can't remember when you got saved, get saved today. And write it down and deal with it. I got to go. I'm leaving. I got to quit. I'm forgiven. There's no condemnation. Keep going, Raj. I get so sideways up here. I'm having so much fun. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Say this one with me. I'm what? One scripture. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you what? Let's do another one. Come on, give me another one. Come on, give me another one. Give me another one. Give me another one. Give me another one. I am what? Quit your whining. Seeing them, I have a great high priest that's passed to the heavens, Jesus, Son of God. I'll hold fast my profession. For I have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of my infirmities, but he is at all points tempted like I am, yet without sin. I therefore come what? Boldly to the throne of grace, that I may obtain mercy and find grace in a time of need. I have Almighty God in my life. Amen. I am blessed. Here's another one. Pop it up. I am what? One more time. I'm what? Being confident in this very thing, He that's begun a good work in me, even though I was from Rockingham, I was a hell raiser. Listen, I'm confident the thing that He's begun in me, He will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. He can't use you. Yes, He can. Get out of my house. Y'all hear me or not? I'm an angry individual, aren't I? It's okay. I have zero problem with you cussing Satan. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Some of you got good practice cussing in your past. Good. Curse the devil. Doesn't bother me a bit. Did you hear me or not? Yeah, you can't talk to the devil like that. But better than cussing is screaming and shouting and quoting the Word of God at him. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Confidence. And the last thing is this one. I am what? I am what? And I got to quit. My body's a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in me. I have the Holy Spirit in me. Devil, you ain't in me. You ain't my daddy. Say that. You ain't my daddy. One more time. You ain't my daddy. Tell him that. I'm bought with a price. Therefore, I'm going to glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are who? Because you ain't my daddy. You ain't my daddy. That's how you fight the stress of Satan. No tricks here. The Word of God. I just label them. I'm loved. I'm saved. Amen. What's the next one? I'm what? I'm what? Forgiven. Oh, blessed. I'm forgiven. What's another one? I'm confident. I'm what? I'm His. Bunch of them. How about you make yours? How about it? Why don't you get your 3x5 card? Lay down some things. Learn these scriptures. They don't have to be learned perfectly. You get the meat of it. Start fighting Satan in your life. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Let's thank Him for His Word today. Come on, we got to quit. Amen. Come on. Boom. It's good for us today. Come on, let's get on up.